Good evening, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm your host, Chris McPherson. The Eagles square off this Sunday against the so-called America's team in the Dallas Cowboys. It's a pivotal matchup as both of these teams come into the game with a 3-5 record, looking to turn around their respective seasons. The Cowboys present a top-5 defense in terms of yards allowed and a formidable pass rush anchored by All-Pro DeMarcus Ware, who is tied for second in the league with 9 sacks. Unfortunately, the Eagles will be without the services of one of the team's longest tenured players in Todd Harriman, who was placed on season-ending injured reserve earlier today with a foot injury. Head athletic trainer Rick Burkholder explained why Harriman will not be able to return in 2012.
What basically happened to him is that this is a left foot, so this is your little toe, fourth metatarsal. That force traveled through these bones fit very tight in there, and actually dislocated this bone, which is called the cuboid. So this bone, that force went through there, popped this bone up and in. He also has, and this sounds terrible, it's not terribly bad, but he has a few little cracks in that bone. He has a crack in that bone, a crack in the fourth bone, and a crack in the bone that articulates with that cuboid. So the force knocked that out. You're looking at the rest of the year. I mean, you know, without surgery, he's going to be in that boot for a minimum of 8 weeks. So, I mean, that's kind of how my life is. I look at the week to week and the rest of the season. He's going to be laid up for a while, so.
Demetrius Bell is now the starter at left tackle, and King Dunlap moves over to right tackle. Bell replaced Harriman at right tackle on Monday night against the Saints. It was the first time in his NFL career that he played at that position. He said the decision to return to the left side was largely because of comfort. Bell was signed in the offseason to replace the injured Jason Peters, but lost the job to Dunlap. Now that he's back in the starting lineup, he understands the opportunity that is at hand and also the challenge that Ware presents.
Coach told me that's where I played most of my ball at, so he decided to move me back to left.
From a comfort standpoint, how important is that for you as you prepare for the weeks ahead?
I mean, that's my most comfortable state. That's all I ever played. That's what I know. That's all I ever know. So that's probably my most comfortable state anywhere on the football field. So I feel great going into the week. It means a lot. I just got to do what I have to do to keep that job, keep my foot on the pedal. I've learned a lot. Just keep pressing, keep learning. Everything that I do learn week by week, because I'm still learning, just put that in my brain and keep it with the rest of it and just keep pressing.
Quarterback Michael Vick was the player impacted the most by Harriman's injury on Monday night. He was sacked a season-high 7 times against a blitz-happy New Orleans defense. And Dallas' D presents a much better pass rush. Vick is confident that the line will get together, and the line wants to make sure that they keep their quarterback upright.
Yeah, we gotta pull it together. When Mike has time, he's one of the best in the league. We just got to give him time to make big plays.
Yeah, consistency is huge for the offensive line, but you know, we just have to have a sense of urgency in these situations because there's nothing else you can do. You have to step up and do your job.
We're saying it's a long season. You know, we're at the halfway point right now, and so we can go in two directions, really. We can turn the season around and get things going the right way, or we can stay on the path that we're on right now, and so we're trying to focus on the positive and turning the bad things that we've been doing into good things.
Replacing Harriman's on the 53-man active roster is practice squad guard Julian Vandervelde, a fifth-round pick of the Eagles back in 2011. Frank Trotter was released from the practice squad earlier today to make room for safety Philip Thomas, but Trotter, a defensive tackle, was re-signed after Vandervelde was promoted. Thomas was a rookie free agent who was with the Eagles in the preseason.
It's been a roller coaster ride, and this is this has always been the goal, is to get back to active roster, particularly to get back here in Philadelphia on the active roster. So, the hard work's paid off, but now it can't stop. Just like this team, I got to keep working, keep progressing, just do whatever my job is, whatever they ask of me, from week to week, from day to day. That's what I got to do. It's always tough. I mean, these are your friends, they're your brothers. You don't wish ill will on any of them, regardless of your own situation or what it does for you. And you see an offensive line like this that's peppered with injuries. It hurts the continuity of the offensive line, and each of us, feeling that for the other guys, feeling the sympathy of their injuries. It takes a little bit of a toll on you, but we got to keep pressing forward.
The Eagles defense, meanwhile, has a chance for redemption on Sunday against a Dallas rushing attack that ranks 29th in the NFL. The Cowboys are also likely going to be without starting running back DeMarco Murray, who missed practice on Wednesday because of a foot injury. However, the Saints had the league's worst rushing attack going into Monday night's game, but they gained 140 yards against the Eagles, keeping the defense off balance. A lot of yards came off missed tackles, something that the Eagles know they must shore up immediately.
You know, I think it's a mixture of things along with the missed tackles, not attacking our fits, and being out schemed on a certain play or two. And with all those combined, you know, that you get the end result. So I think if we just get back to the square root of things and just attack it from there, we'll be fine.
You know, you miss tackles. It's football. Some game, you know, everybody missed tackles. So, you know, it's just, you have to have that pursuit and everybody getting after it. So when one guy misses, you know, you have to be there to clean it up for the other guy. So, you know, missing tackles, it happens. But you can't have, you know, you can't let it leak for so much yards as it did on us, which hurt us.
We here at Eagles Nightly want to congratulate defensive end Darrell Tapp and his wife Tiffany on the birth of their daughter Taylor Nicole, who was born on Tuesday. Other news from the practice field, strong safety Nate Allen returned to practice and said he will play this Sunday against Dallas. He missed Monday night's game with a hamstring injury. Wide receiver Marty Gilliard has already been ruled out for the Dallas game with a hamstring injury that's kept him sidelined for a few weeks. Guard Danny Watkins missed practice with an ankle injury. Running back LeSean McCoy missed the workout because of the flu. Now for Dallas, nose tackle Jay Ratliff and Phil Costa at center are among the notable names to miss practice.